Welcome once again to TAG Talks from the Atchison Group, TAG. I am your host, Lisa Lupo, and today we're taking a slightly different tactic on TAG's talk. We're talking with two of TAG's experts from Canada, the Director of Food Safety, Sam Davidson, and Senior Advisor for Food Safety, Ranjit Kaur. And we will be talking about the Safe Food for Canadians Act. Good afternoon, Sam and Ranjit.
Hi, Lisa.
So, passed in 2019, the SFCA consolidates food regulations into a single set of regulations, the Safe Food for Canadians regulations, the SFCR. But Ranjit, why was it considered important to implement these new rules?
So, thank you, Lisa, for this question. We can explain a little bit about CFIA, Canadian Food Inspection Agency, which is a regulatory body of Canada in for food industry. They are the global leader in regulating food, animal, plant, health, and safety. So they had existing control systems always in place, which was in the terms of for meat and poultry and like for eggs and dairy. So with the evolution of the food industry in technology and evolution of the supply chain, which was very simple in the past, and as a result, risk has changed considerably in supply chain. And the agency, CFIA, decided or discussed with the industry to come up with another new set of regulation, which is not new, but it has something to add as a different from what they had only in mind was high risk. Now, they wanted to make sure there is an outcome-based risk approach used to manage the food safety. So this is where the CFIA actually come up with the SFCR regulations.
Okay. So Sam, can you explain a little further as to who needs to comply with these regulations?
Sure, Lisa. The SFCR applies to food for human consumption, including ingredients that are imported, exported, or interprovincially traded for commercial purposes. It also applies to the slaughter of food animals from which meat products to be exported or interprovincially traded may be derived. So most of the food products imported into or exported from Canada or traded between provinces. However, the SFCR does not apply to food carried on a conveyance, for example, ferries, airlines, trains, for use by crew or passengers. Also, with food intended and used for analysis, evaluation, research, weighing 100 kilos or less, or in the case of eggs, is part of a shipment of five or fewer cases that are each intended to contain 30 dozen eggs. Also, food not sold for use as human food, for example, pet food, cosmetics, and labeled as that. Foods imported from the US onto the Akwesasne Reserve for use by permanent residents of the reserve. Foods imported in transit for use by crew and passengers of a cruise ship or military ship in Canada, and food interprovincially traded between federal penitentiaries.
Okay. So we also know that the SFCA requires that the regulations include licensing, preventive controls, and traceability. But what exactly is licensing, Ranjit, and who needs to be licensed?
Yeah, this is a very good question for Canadian food industry, Lisa. The term licensing is new. Previously in Canada, a food facility registration was required for certain high-risk categories, as we discussed before, like meat, poultry, eggs, and dairy. With the new requirement, all food businesses are required to have a license, particular to the activities undertaken in the facilities, such as importing, exporting, or manufacturing. And licensing enables the CFIA to actually visualize and see where that such food handling is happening, and in terms of to see authorized people who are conducting these activities in an organization, such as having the businesses open for certain activities, collecting information about their activities, and take responsive action when non-compliant activities are found. So licenses actually enable CFIA to maintain a database of food businesses where food is handled, produced with certain activities, and to spot any non-compliant activities before it impacts the public health. And any business must be licensed for certain categories. Actually, CFIA has given a very explicit list who need the license. Some of them we can share in this call is like, if you are manufacture, process, treat, preserve, grade, package, or label the food for interprovincial trade, you will need license, preventive control plan, PCP, and traceability program. If you are conducting interprovincial trade for food only, which is within the province, you will not require license, PCP, preventive control, but you will need the traceability element. So in case CFIA has to activate any recall and any non-compliance seizure of the product. If the third option is when you manufacture, process, treat, preserve, grade, package, or label the food for export, you will need license, you will need preventive control program and traceability. In such cases where there is already, like in such case, when you are exporting, you will not require PCP if you have an export certificate or any other export permission from CFIA. Exporting the food, if it's a sole activity, you will not require the license and PCP if your facility is under another program, which is export certificate or special export permission from CFIA. However, you still need a traceability program in place. So then another option is import the food that then you will, if you are importing food, you will need the PCP, preventive control traceability system. If you are selling the food to consumers at retail and you are not manufacturing or handling the food, for example, the retail stores, you are not required to have license. PCP and preventive control, but it is expected that those establishments need to have a traceability programs in place.
Okay, there's a lot to it there, and it sounds like compliance with these regulations can be very complex. So Sam, can you explain how TAG Canada assists food businesses in complying?
Sure, Lisa. I guess this is what it all boils down to, really, is what TAG can do for you. TAG, as you may be aware, is a global food and beverage consulting company. But we at TAG Canada can look into, or we do have that expertise in SFCA and SFCR. So we can help with things like the program management, how to create the program, any gap assessments in your program, especially around some of the areas that Ranjit was talking about. And looking at the, you know, areas like inspection, we can perform a mock SFCR inspection, we can do recall simulations, and we can help with training in those areas as well. We do have expertise in various regulations. So whether it's within FDA, USDA, or CFIA, we can get involved in that and help any facility around what they do on site. And for exports, you know, we have experts within FDA, USDA, and as I said, our SFCR and our Labeling Information Food Safety Modernization Act, we have all expertise in that. At the same time, we do perform risk assessments and risk updates, and we help with crisis support and anytime there's a recall or any issues within the industry. We can do reviews from desktop or on-site, or we can just have remote or on-site assessments. So there's lots of areas in which TAG can help. Also training. We have trainers for HACCP and various other food safety certifications and working around auditing and helping with gap assessments.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sam and Ranjit. This has been some really great information on the Canada regulations.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
And thank you, viewers. We hope that you have gained some insights on Canada's Safe Food for Canadians regulations, and we welcome any questions or assistance you may have on compliance or any other facets of food safety in Canada. Be sure to check out TAG's full line of TAG Talk videos at www.youtube.com/theAtchison Group, all one word.